USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Republican leader in the U.S. Senate expressing confidence there will be no U.S. government defaulting on its debt. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Thursday, it's never happened before and it never will.
And it's always a rather contentious effort.
On Thursday, the U.S. Treasury Department began taking extra measures to ensure there's enough money to meet debt obligations through at least June 5th. President Biden says all is well, despite an investigation into his handling of classified documents found at his Delaware home and in an office.
We found a handful of documents were filed in the wrong place. We immediately turned them over to the archives and the Justice Department. We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly.
He made the comments Thursday while touring recent storm damage in California. A special counsel has been appointed to oversee the inquiry. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is announcing additional federal disaster assistance for California in the wake of that historic and deadly rainstorm. Under the major disaster declaration issued January 14th, FEMA promised to pick up 75% today. The president is ordering that the federal government's share be increased to 100%. Several states considering bans on the social media platform TikTok, but Texas is trying to go a bit farther.
Texas wants to ban TikTok from any computer network or server in the entire state university system.
Banning TikTok does not mean propaganda and manipulation are going to go away.
That's Sam Woolley, who leads the Propaganda Research Lab at the University of Texas in Austin. And Woolley says a ban wouldn't stop students from watching the Chinese-owned video site anyway. They'd just do it on their own phones using their own data plans. I'm Rich Johnson.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Following some Republican calls for his impeachment, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says his team is doing the best they can with a flawed immigration system.
We're executing a comprehensive strategy to secure our borders and build a safe, orderly, and humane immigration system.
His comments came Thursday during the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting in D.C. A black Michigan school board member facing backlash over what some call a racist tweet. Keisha Hamilton began a tweet last month with, "Whiteness is so evil," and then referred to whiteness as, quote, dishonest.
How can children with white heritage feel safe when a board member posts racist statements against whiteness and white folks?
That was a parent at the Jackson Public Schools board meeting calling for Hamilton's resignation. Additional security was present after anti-Hamilton flyers were circulated in Jackson, which is near Ann Arbor. Supporters of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are reportedly planning to spend millions of dollars to boost the Republicans' national profile ahead of a potential 2024 presidential bid. The Financial Times reports the Political Action Committee Ready for Ron intends to file a report with the Federal Election Commission outlining the expenditures. The group aims to spend more than $3 million over the next 6 months on a national TV campaign and other promotions to build up DeSantis' profile. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come on, this is Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher love.
Just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapter. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!